This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. The Bureau of Land Management sold around 150 oil and gas leases in Colorado this week. That accounts for more than 134,000 acres of public lands. It's the largest sale in the state in over a decade. That comes as the Trump administration has ramped up oil and gas leasing across the West and also reduced how much companies pay. A legendary political journalist in Colorado has died. With more on Lynn Bartles, here's Denverite's Kyle Harris.
Colleagues and politicians remember Lynn Bartles as a tough and fair reporter. She was quick to break stories and take swings across the political divide. Earlier this year, Bartles was diagnosed with brain cancer. For decades, she reported from the State House, first for the Rocky Mountain News and then for the Denver Post. After leaving newsrooms, she worked as the communications director for then-Secretary of State Wayne Williams. Even then, she never lost her love of journalism and a good scoop. I'm Kyle Harris, Denverite.
And someone tried to start a wildfire in Chaffee County. The local sheriff's office says firefighters found several scorched trees that appeared to be doused in gasoline near Clear Creek Reservoir. One tree also had a container filled with an accelerant tied to it. The fire burned itself out before it could spread. Officials are asking the public for information as much of the state faces high fire danger. Tomorrow, there will be red flag warnings for Colorado Springs, Pueblo, Grand Junction, and Vail. It's going to be very hot and dry. Denver and Boulder will hit the mid-90s Saturday. This is CPR News and KRCC.